When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Ladies and gentlemen, part two of the Tom Bernard Show.com with
Catherine Brand.
With
Hank, I'm taking my time.
Why?
Alex Brandt Bernard.
She's savoring the moment. Bernard.
Ralph W. Basham, MD, the hack master.
As my baseball team calls me, TBM, the black man.
TBM. And Dan Chesky, Dan Southside Marine. Ladies and gentlemen, this guy to my left, Dan Southside Marine, you've heard of him. We're going out in the boat tonight. He came over and he goes, you better be taking that boat out tonight. Absolutely. We're going a little boat cruise. It'll be magnificent. Maybe not looking like this, but...
No, I just figured this would be good. Me and Tom look a lot alike, and I figured, you know, I'd bring his southern brother up.
There you go.
But everybody kept saying, hey, I saw your brother last night. I said, which one? Because I got four brothers, right? Well, you know, he looks just like you. Turns out in every case, it's Dan Chesky. It's just unbelievable. And then so Catherine meets Dan, I don't know, a month ago or 2 months ago.
A couple weeks back, yeah.
So she says to me, does every friend of yours have to look like either an ape or a grizzly bear?
I didn't say ape. I did not say ape.
Well, you
ape.
Called Kendall Norberg God. Silverback.
It's all good. It's
no,
all good.
He kind
you
of
call
is.
Kendall Norberg like, Silverback.
He looks like Shrek.
Shrek. Oh, that's really. There's a compliment.
Yeah, that's how to get a good job.
I wanted to thank Dan Chesky because he's been a long time advertiser on the Tom Bernard podcast, and I appreciate it. Just got a boat from Dan this year. It was fantastic. Hanging out with your lovely wife. It was just a good time, and I just wanted to make sure you got up here. And
absolutely. No, it was fun. It was a lot of fun.
Are those teeth hard to keep in your mouth?
They work. No, they're there. They will not come out. They are there.
And we have a nice dentist that can help you out.
Where'd Tim go?
Maybe you
can.
Point Family Dentistry.
We're going to grind away at him a little bit.
Maybe do something about those things.
Something like that.
No, they're there. But no, it's been good, Tom. I appreciate all you've done for Dan Southside Marine and what the podcast has done for Dan. So it's been
well,
good.
These guys are the ones who did everything for Southside Marine. All I do is talk.
There you go.
That's how it goes. So thank you very much for coming all dolled up and telling people you and I look alike, dressed like that. It's really a thrill.
Hey. And your favorite guy got right there.
Right there on the stomach.
Yep.
It all works out in the end.
Where he belongs.
Dan Chesky, ladies and gentlemen, Dan Southside Marine. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Tommy. Enjoy your cruise tonight.
I will definitely be cruising. Thanks to you.
Cruising.
Hey, Tony, let's come on up. We have a... as soon as Tony gets up here, I'll know. But Ralph?
Yes, sir.
Thank you for all that you've done.
Oh, you're welcome.
For the KQ Morning Show. You had an idea about Vegas this year.
Oh, yeah. Oh. You know, what we want to do is we want to do something for the military. Military people
right.
are serving. Thank them for their service. And we're asking people that would be considering plastic surgery to maybe contact our office for a special consideration.
Where'd Jessica go? You need plastic surgery.
He needs a dentist.
Yeah, think of others.
He's a dentist.
And a barber.
He's Point Family Dentistry and Basham.
That's right.
So what are we going to do?
So we're asking military families, spouses, or active military personnel to call the office and for special consideration for plastic surgery they might be considering. So that's what we're hoping they'll do. And
so it'll
benefits our service personnel, and it will help. We're hoping to take some on the Vegas trip.
That's
have them on stage.
That's phenomenal.
To honor them.
Ralph W. Basham and his lovely wife, Lindsay. whose idea it was to do this podcast in the first place.
Yeah, what is it? Hey, it was all these ideas, you know. Don't we get finder's fees for ideas? We got Louis on the podcast doing a podcast now. That's from Lindsay. Don't
Where
you think
is Lindsay?
Let me get back to you.
Look at the tie.
Is Doug Sprinthal out there somewhere? We got it's time to do Walzer.com. Oh, there you are, sitting right in the aisle.
We were just at Walzer.
What's the agenda? Everyone has one. We Everyday media and business analyst Blois Olson hosts a daily agenda, an inside look at politics, business, and life. Olson pokes and prods opinion leaders to gain a deeper perspective about how the world really works and what the agenda of power brokers and media really is. The Daily Agenda podcast every weekday live from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. on the Tom Bernard Network. Every morning, the Daily Agenda brings you insider's insight on who's pulling the levers of power and what's the strategy and motivation of the politicians, the business leaders, and the people who run this town. And now the lovely and talented Doug Sprinthal for Walzer Automotive.
Oh, cut it out.
Walzer.com. We were just there on Wednesday.
A lot of people have come. I'm sorry?
We were just there on Wednesday.
Yep. I heard that.
Toyota.
Oh, you did?
I got a call from them. They go, yeah, there's some people here getting their Toyota fixed. Where are we supposed to build that? I was flying at the time, so don't worry about it.
Did you tell them I'd get back to
them? Yeah, I'll get right back to you.
Put it
on the Underhill account.
Yes, the Underhill. Okay.
I'll out a few people up here. You know, it's been a great relationship with Tom, both on KQ and then in the podcast. And the proof of that is, JB, come on up here.
Oh, here you go.
No. I listened to JB back, you know, 10, 12 years ago, finally met him. It was about May,
yes.
April, May. Mm-hmm. We were doing the podcast together for a little while, and then Tom decided to break up the band. He had us on separate days, and he was in a situation where he needed a car, and he called one day and sold him a car. Tom bought a car from us on KQ pretty much.
Yeah.
It took about 2 or 3 months. I don't know if Alex is ever going to buy a car because...
No,
I keep talking
because
about it.
She's looking for
an inexpensive
car that all-wheel drive that gets 8,000 miles per gallon and can reproduce. And we keep having
runs
conversations. I don't know if we'll ever find
runs
that.
Runs on sunshine.
But to all you people, Mike Molina just bought a Toyota from us on Saturday.
Mike, he did buy it.
It's coming in. He hasn't picked it up yet.
Which one did he go with?
A Black Highlander.
Highlander.
Black Highlander.
Those are nice.
That's what Dan
JB's
wants
nickname, the Black Highlander.
The Black Highlander.
It's
so
true.
It's nice to do business, and we get friends. We become friends when we do that, and we're not always going to become friends with everybody. We sell 25,000 cars a year at Walzer, but
Jesus.
It's because of this, and because we're a local business, and we've been doing it in the Twin Cities for 50 years. We went one price 12 years ago, which is why I came back to the company. Never looked back. That old negotiating for car deals is just, it's so 1985. So thanks, guys, for your business. And thanks for having me on the podcast for the last 6 months. It's been a riot.
Most definitely. It's fun hanging out with you.
I know.
There's no question about
it. Thank you.
Walzer Automotive Group, Walzer.com. Doug Sprinthal.
Yay, Dougie.
Listen to the Love Happy Hour with Kaylin Rosenberg, the love architect, author, celebrity, matchmaker, and renowned relationship expert, along with producer Kelly Guest. Oh, she's not there anymore.
She left.
Hey, Ellen.
Oh, ridiculous.
I don't blame her. It's Friday. Live every Friday at thelovehappyhour.com, on demand on iTunes or on YouTube. The Love Happy Hour weekly on the Tom Bernard Network. Ladies and gentlemen, to my left is Tony Grigalko.
Yay!
Yay!
Tony!
Being booed.
I feel like I'm part of the family.
You didn't say his last name right.
Grigalko?
That's how you usually say Italian words.
Grigalko is a Polish name.
Burn! I thought he was Italian!
Thank you. They smoked you on that one.
You should be nice to your daughter.
That's phenomenal.
You should be nice to your daughter.
That is phenomenal.
Oh,
it's an Italian name. Well,
it's karma.
I can be Italian today.
Karma.
You can be Italian today. So Tony came on a podcast, what, 3 months ago, 4 months ago, something like that?
Yeah, probably 3-4 months ago.
Something like that. And then a couple of months ago, he said, we should do a TV show together. And all through the years, 8 million people have come to me and said, we should do a TV show together, and nothing ever comes from it. But this Sunday morning...
Tom laughed in my face.
I did not laugh in your face. You're lying. This Sunday morning, coming this Sunday, Sunday morning at 10:30 on Channel 29, the debut of the TV show Man Up. And thank you to DirecTV, because on there it says Tom Bernard, spelled B-E-R-N-A-R-D. Tom Bernard talk about sports. So I don't know which country they emigrated from, but the Man Up, tell us about the Man Up show, because it's this Sunday.
Well, you know, when Tom and I first met up, we wanted to come up with a concept, or I should say, I came to Tom with a concept of kind of a sports talk show with a flair of, I don't know, mannerism. We felt like there was nothing out there in the marketplace, and so as Tom and I kind of worked at developing the show, we came up with an idea of just kind of, you know, embracing what it's like to be a good father, a good husband, and to try to have sort of a little educational pace along with talking about local sports and national sports.
Yeah, a big part of it was, what really attracted me to it was, and we're not going to preach about this at all, there's no question about that, but about what it really means to be a man, like, oh, say, you know, supporting your children. I don't know if you heard the story this morning on KQ. This guy stiffed his children for the past, like, 30 years. JB, you were on. How long was it?
Yeah, it was about that long, and he had his own fitness company and DVDs, and also belonged to a country club.
Yeah, they served him the papers as he drove up to his private country club in his brand-new Mercedes-Benz. Gosh. While he refused to pay his daughter's child support for his daughter of $580 a month. He stiffed her for an entire time. I mean, she just graduated from college something,
like,
right?
That's like grocery money.
Yeah, to him, it was grocery money.
Yeah.
So we're going to talk a little bit about on the show about what it really means to be a man. Not that, you know, we know exactly.
But no, I think it's a journey. I think we're all going to learn as we go along.
Right. You know, just how to acting like a man is not being a tough guy. It's, you know, loving your wife and your family. And several of you have talked to me about that today, as a matter of fact, how important it is to me to be with my family and work with them. And Catherine and Andy and Alex, it's great. I'm very, very lucky I get to work with my family. But there'll be a lot of that. Again, it's not about, oh, look at, I can light a firecracker up my butt, and that makes me.
I think, I think there's a great a need for some sort of some good positive role models, and yep. Tom's got a lot of great friends, you know, in the industry and sports celebrities and stuff that really want to contribute to the show and just kind of give back to the lost souls out there. I don't know if that's the right terminology, but I think everybody's, even myself, we're looking for a little bit of. Direction on how to handle ourselves properly as, you know, as a father and as a, mm-hmm. a father, a brother, a husband. And so we're going to, you know, talk to these people and hopefully they can all kind of shed the light on what it's like to be a true man.
Basically, if you don't have to, like, I got lucky in that I learned how to be a true man because I'm married to a woman who said, you ever do anything wrong to me, you better never go to sleep. So... Yeah. Honey.
What?
She's a but tough anyway, lady. Sunday morning, 10:30, oh, Channel 29 is called Man Up.
Yep.
Thank you, by the way, to Rod Simons. Rod Simons would have been here today, but he had Achilles tendon surgery today.
Oh, poor guy. Gosh.
That'll be sore for us. That's going to be sting that, for a while.
It's great that all the you know, all the people that are reaching out to us, too, on the show. We have Grain Belt. We're just finalizing a deal to come on as a main sponsor.
Nice. That's wonderful.
Yeah, so there's a ton of support from males and females and that are just excited that we're doing something and giving back to the people out there.
That's a wonderful thing. I look forward to working with you for a long time, Tony. Tony Grigelko, Polish name, not Italian. Like, unbelievable. Unbelievable. Are we doing a giveaway, Mike, from Blaine?
Yes. We should.
I was going to actually steal this time from Mike, and then he can do the grand prize one.
Oh, you know what I want to do, too, because
yes,
you know,
sir.
We have to do a Bradshaw and Brian commercial. You've been arrested before, haven't you?
No.
It was done.
Wow.
JB and I are the only two people racist. I know that have never been arrested.
I have been pulled over for driving while black in St. Louis, but that's
don't bring up St. Louis.
Man. Too soon.
That St. Louis thing is hideous. That was tough this morning for JB. JB, we were talking about the Ferguson, Missouri situation. JB is from St. Louis, Missouri. That thing is—it's just every August something has to happen somewhere in the United States. I don't know why.
Yeah, I told you. It's because people are now shaking off the cold from the winter and, you know, celebrate it, and now they don't know where to put or do with their hands.
I guess, yeah, you're right.
So
they don't know where
to put them on each other.
What should we do with our hands?
I thought you were going to talk about the when you almost got me arrested there in the police.
I did almost get Tony arrested. This would be a good Brad Sean Bryan commercial.
Yeah, smart
So
mouth.
If you're driving along,
seeking justice.
And a friend of yours in the passenger seat says, oh, I'm sure it's fine to take a left here from the right turn lane. You made it about a half a block, and then the police pulled you over. We won't say in what city this happened.
I don't know why they wanted to cavity search me. That was pretty weird.
Took it too far.
But in any case, if you had been arrested for doing that, I told you not to.
Yeah.
But anyway, Michael Bryant would have been the guy to call. Even though he's like a personal injury attorney, he does other things as well. He's doing a
We have Kim here. We could, you know, David would have been a great guy to call, too.
That's true. Yeah, get a hold of David. Yeah, let's mention another attorney in the middle of a commercial. Nice job, Tony.
You'll learn.
Really? Oh, is this a relative of yours? Is this your son over here? Okay,
oh,
I just want to make sure. But in any case, but thank you to Michael Bryant. Michael sent those beautiful flowers.
Yes.
Michael Bryant is a hell of a nice man. Very competent attorney. Just an all-around great guy. So, you know, if on your way home tonight you see someone get hurt, go, you should call Bradshaw. I don't want you getting hurt. I wouldn't have a job without you, so you can't get hurt. But in any case, Bradshaw and Bryant, you can get a hold of them and just talk to Michael. Michael Bryant's just a nice man. Thank you to Michael Bryant for all his support through all these years in the KQ Morning Show, and now the last couple of years on the Tom Bernard Podcast as well. Now, JB, you said you're going to steal the spotlight from...
I have a trivia question.
Okay.
And once I ask it, you're going to say I've been hanging out with Terry too much, but...
Oh, God. Is it about... concrete that hasn't settled in 50 years? It was unbelievable.
No. Last football season, during the podcast, every Friday show ended with what?
Black football picks.
You
gave the answer.
Oh, my God.
He still put a shot his hand up anyway.
He wins a pair of tickets for tomorrow's night game, an oral change, and an autographed t-shirt.
Yeah. He wants a hug.
He cleaned
Give
up.
Give a big hug, JB.
That's clean not even a grand prize.
Why did you just
That's not?
No.
My brother.
My brother. The Tom Bernard Show bringing the races together,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Unlike St. Louis.
Unlike St. Louis.
Unity. That is our mission.
Yep. Oh, I thought you were raising your hand. Are we going to give away some? No, Dan. Where's Dan? Oh, there's Dan.
Dan?
Dan, you want to give some stuff away?
Dan!
Yes, dear.
A bucket.
Hi, Dan.
Well, you better let Tom read all of those names.
Is there food in that bucket?
All right. So
there's paper.
These ones right here. These are the names of some people who won that. For the
Raffles.
Prizes.
Oh, so these people have already won?
He can't read.
And they can come see me to get their prizes.
That looks like
Don't
your
they have
writing.
The same handwriting?
Who?
That's
your
crazy.
Handwriting?
He and my dad have the same handwriting.
Oh, my God, it's the same.
It's bananas.
That is my handwriting.
That is freaky.
Yeah, it's crazy.
All right, so anyway, so these people have already won prizes.
We've drawn them, so they need to come see
I told
me.
You.
Well, they need to come and see Dan Rasmussen right there. Who will be Dan Bernard when they get married on October 18th. He's changing his name. I think that's news to him.
Dan Brent Bernard. That'd be awesome. I would love that. Feminism!
Girl power, yeah.
Feminism.
Where is Jim Cucci? Is it Cucci or Cucci?
Cucci.
Jim?
Cucci?
I've only been to Vegas four more
times. Is Jim in
Where
the room?
Are you? Where
Jim?
Are you? There he is, over to the left.
Oh, there.
Oh, I can take my glasses off so I can actually see him better.
Can I tell him what they win?
Yes. You read the name, and I'll tell them what they win.
Okay.
He's sitting next to Brittany, by the way.
Yep.
Brittany, where are you?
Did she get her shirt?
Yes, I gave it to her. Good.
Brittany's coming up on stage, too, before this is all over.
Yeah, we're both here.
This is our big drawing with our popcorn bucket.
Jim won a Walzer oil change.
Yay!
Jim. Very good. Also, a Walzer... Okay, well, I'm not supposed to sell him the prize.
Well, you just ruined it, so
I didn't
congratulations ruin anything. For ruining
J.C. everything. J.C. Ingebrand. Where's J.C. Ingebrand? There's J.C. right there. We met earlier.
And you what already know what you win.
because he said Walzer.
Getting my work out.
In a way, it could be a car.
Congratulations.
But it's not.
Congratulations. Might be.
So,
you don't
we should
know.
Have
mixed
that.
These up.
Okay.
Morgan.
Is it Morgan Peterson? Or is it Dieterson?
No, I think it's Dieterson. Walzer Oil Change.
Is there Morgan Dieterson?
Morgan anybody?
Or Peterson? Because Dan has horrendous handwriting.
Morgan
like
left.
Else I know.
All right.
We're going to draw another name.
Draw another
Ooh.
Name. Oh, Morgan, that's
I
too
hope
bad.
I
well, I mean, the show, yeah, I understand. Can't
I put my name in there 50 times.
Okay, honey, you have to read this.
Tom Erickson.
Tom Erickson.
Todd Erickson, sorry.
Is it Todd?
There he is.
What is Todd Erickson?
Todd Erickson.
Oil change
Todd
Erickson, for right you.
Also
oil
known
change
as the
for
wicked,
you.
Oh, I put it back in there? The yep. Wicked Witch of the West also. Same story.
Oh, we're doing... Oil changes,
five
t-shirts?
Oil changes, and some
t-shirts. And five t-shirts.
And then three
there
big prizes.
All right. Then we have...
And then the grand
I've
prize.
I've never liked this guy, Tanner Hunter.
Yay.
Oil
Where's
change
Tanner?
For you. Oil
there he
change
is.
For there. You.
Oil change for Tanner to get back up. He rode on a motorcycle
what?
From where? Brainerd?
That's a cool shirt.
Where? From Brainerd, he rode down here on a motorcycle so he could be here today.
Look at his cool nice. Shirt, everyone.
I know, it's a great shirt.
That's a cool
Under
shirt.
Under Armour, Under Armour.
It is. Okay, Alex, also, what's the next prize?
Yes.
Well, you skipped?
Yeah.
No, I did not. He's the next prize.
It's the.
But it's a, well, Walzer Oil Change
okay.
again. That's Darryl, the last one.
Darryl Wetstein.
Darryl, are you here?
Darryl?
Oil
there
change
are.
For you. Oil change for you.
Buy an oil change, that it's basically... They mean beer cans, man. That's what I mean. Okay, now we're moving on to...
T-shirts!
If you have a T-shirt, and you know you already have one, you get an oil change.
If you,
yeah. Okay.
If you already have a T-shirt and you don't want another one, then you get an oil change.
The next T-shirt goes to Pete Slama.
Pete,
where are you?
What
Pete?
Size are
there
you?
There he is.
With a small
he's been, in he's been dragged in here. He's been in Highland.
He won stuff.
Stiff.
Good job, guy.
By the way, I'd like to point out that Tom Highland, the Thomas Brandt Company, is a company formed. My lovely wife is the president of Thomas Brandt Company.
And there will be justice.
And there will be justice. And Tom Highland won Employee of the Month because he hasn't cashed his paycheck yet. So.
Yay! What paycheck?
Whoa!
We're not giving those out yet.
So thanks, okay. Pete. Thanks for coming. Also a T-shirt, Dallas Capicius.
Dallas Capicius.
Did I pronounce your name right?
No.
Capicius.
Well, tell us.
What is it?
Capsius.
Capacious.
Capacious.
Oh, it's capacious.
Fancy.
I should know it's capacious.
You're fancy.
Magnificent. No, Dallas
well
is
done,
leaving because
well
I said Capicius.
He's getting a T-shirt.
Oh, good. I thought you were leaving.
No, he's getting a T-shirt.
I mispronounced my name.
Oh, sure.
Capacious.
I said B word.
Well, right in front of the birthday boy.
Sorry. Dang it.
Mo Moose.
Moose.
There. Well,
Mo.
Mo. Mo. What's up? Now, Mo, there used to be...
Who gets a T-shirt?
Malcolm
t-shirt.
Moose. Malcolm Moose was the president of the University of Minnesota, wasn't he?
Yes, there's a...
There's a Malcolm Moose, right?
Yeah, there is a large building named after him on campus.
It's spelled the same way.
Yes,
were you
it
related,
is.
Mo? Mo, don't she's, ever ignore me again.
Mo!
Mo!
She's busy getting her T-shirt.
Run, Jamie!
She's wearing a Mo T-shirt.
Run!
Break, my God.
Okay, what's the next name?
The Russ, last, no.
No,
two
the
more,
next name.
Two more.
Russ Barnes.
Russ Barnes also gets a T-shirt. Where's Russ?
Russ Barnes.
Russ.
There's Russ.
There he is.
He already
there's
has Russ. One. Do you
well,
want an oil change?
So do you want an Russ. Oil change instead of a T-shirt? Yeah, he wants a second
Always
shirt.
Good to have
wonderful.
Extra shirts.
All right, and the final name, Alex.
The last T-shirt was for
he's,
the three.
Wait, hold on. Listen to what why he needs a second shirt.
I have to paint the living room.
Throw him
here.
Out.
Get him out of here.
Get him
here.
Out. Get out.
Oh, just get oh okay. Wise guy.
Ready? Last T-shirt. David. How do you say
Belcher.
This? Belcher.
Most likely.
We think.
David?
David Belcher,
the
yeah.
Back there waving.
David Belcher.
David!
So everybody was here except for one person. That's very cool.
Yeah, that
I
was
that's magnificent.
And then there's the three
now,
big
now, wait a minute.
Ones.
We're not going to do the big ones until we have to have Terry Sanbold come up on stage and do a commercial.
Oh.
Terry, you want to do a commercial?
Sure.
Or do you want to do it from...
Oh. I'll be quiet during this.
Yeah, you can do it right. JB can help you.
There you go. There
Terry Sambo, ladies and gentlemen, on the Tom Bernard Network. Another big supporter of the Tom Bernard Network and TomBernardShow.com. Terry, thank you very much. And I just thought, you know, I have the... I'm going to do your disclaimer.
All right.
And two things I've learned about working with Terry Sambold is, in the financial industry, you have to read the disclaimer at the end, and you also can't swear during the commercial.
That's true.
I found that out.
Very hard to do.
Instead of just reading a commercial, I thought, since you're here, and there could be people in this room that need your advice, and Terry's a very nice guy. He's not like Mr. Pressure, and it's going to cost you a fortune. That's not the idea at all.
He wants to get you a fortune.
Start from 1 and go to 10.
Start from 1 and go to 10?
Or higher.
We talked about or higher. So, do you have any tips for us today?
Well, one of the things that we always talk about is being prepared. Cub Scout motto, right? Be prepared. The thing that's really important is you don't have to plan your financial future all by yourself. And a lot of people try to do that, and sometimes they learn by mistakes.
Hey, that would... I got my hand up. Don't point to me, Terry.
You volunteered to raise your hand.
Yeah, that's true.
But one of the things that we always talk about is providing you with the right information first so you don't make the wrong decisions. Okay? And I've been doing this now, coming up September 1st will be 28 years. Man. We have clients all over the country. I grew up in Minot, North Dakota.
Minot. He says, he grew up there. Because he doesn't say Minot, he says Minot.
And they say, why not Minot? And I say, freezing is the reason. But anyway, moved here in 1980 to see what we could do in the big city. It's worked out really well. But one of the things that I do stress for people coming in the doors, we don't charge any fee to walk in that door and sit down with us first time, 10th time, 20th time. It's very important to look at how you can make it better. Everybody's concerned about what's going on right now, worldwide, investment-wise. There are investments that are making money right now, and the Dow is basically flat for the year. But there are many things to look at when the market's going up, when the market's going down. So if any of you are not getting the help that you deserve, and I think that's important too, if you're working with somebody, are those financial planners earning your business? If they're not, give us a call. We review your investment portfolios every single quarter, and we keep track of that, so we talk to you in person or at least a phone call to update you on what to do next. So we talk about being really ready for retirement. We have seminars on our website, helpmeterry.com, and we'd be glad to see each and every one of you. So,
magnificent.
Thanks. Hooray!
Ready? Sandbold & Associates, registered representative of and securities officer offered through Questar Capital Corporation, QCC. Member FINRA, SIPC, Sandbold & Associates are independent of QCC. Sandbold & Associates and QCC do not provide tax and/or legal advice, but will work with your attorney or independent tax or legal advisor, Terry Sandbold, Sandbold & Associates, ladies and gentlemen.
Wee-hoo!
Hey, Tom. Tom, I'm over here.
Where are you?
I'm over here.
Where?
I'm sitting over here.
Oh, there you are.
Yes. Okay.
Doing Terry's commercial. Did you not hear the phone go off?
I did.
Yeah. I'm just wondering, did your friend set you up and called you knowing your phone would go off?
Yes.
Really?
No, I hit the wrong button.
Oh. Okay.
Well, way
happens.
To go, my friend.
It happens.
Hey, where'd Laura go?
She's over there.
Well, there you are. Where's Cassie?
That's another really... She has a cute shirt on, too.
Where did Cassie go? Cassie?
Should have done a fashion blog.
They think in the ladies' room.
Oh, you think she's in the ladies' room?
Don't sure go she's in there. Happy that everyone's
don't go in there,
Jason.
Oh, I heard that Cassie's in the toilet.
God. Give her a break. 1 minute of privacy, please.
Well,
when
she gets back, Laura, let me know, will you?
Jeez.
All right.
Can't do anything.
I heard a flush. Uh-oh.
There
she's
she
back.
Is.
She's
she
back.
Was out donating to the Smile Network.
She was donating to
That's
the Smile
what
Network.
Doing.
I just...
What did you say?
Oh, I had to go to the bathroom.
Now, that's a Minnesota accent.
Yeah, it is.
I don't know
right
what
there.
You're saying. Anyway, Laura and Cassie, it was funny. Over the years, you know, on Twitter or Facebook or whatever, whenever anybody thought they'd mouth off to me, Cassie and Laura would light them up like a Christmas tree.
Yes!
I thought it was.
I don't know.
she doesn't want to talk on the microphone.
She doesn't want to talk on the microphone. No! Cassie does.
I'm a social media freak.
Well, I just want to thank you for all your support over the years, both of you.
Yes, thank you very much.
You know, we figured we'd defend you so that way, you know, you wouldn't be putting your own foot in your own mouth and getting yourself in trouble. So we'd do it for you.
Hey. I've never done that before.
Hey, this guy.
I don't know what
somebody's
they're talking about.
This guy.
And
and
don't forget about the boy plunger.
The boy plunger who couldn't
we love
be here.
Boy plunger.
Who I'm going to be honest with you all. It took me a year to realize that this isn't Don. I always thought it was Don.
Oh, you thought it was
it
Shelby?
It does look like
yeah,
Don.
I thought it was Shelby.
I thought it was at first, too.
With a hat and glasses.
And yep. I did point out to the boy plunger, by the way, when I first met him, because he came to an R.F. Moeller promotion, and I said, you know, you really have to be careful how you pronounce your moniker, because if it's the boy plunger, you're fine, but if it's the boy plunger...
That's
not good.
Mind in the gutter. Mind in the gutter.
Not mind in the gutter. You know.
You are.
You got to protect
yourself. I got JB's mic.
You got his mic?
He took it
and
from
actually, Cassie, you, me, and Bob Sansevier actually got stiff fingers, almost, you know, I think it was arthritis, from making Tom the official Renter's Warehouse spokesman.
Oh, that's right.
That's right.
Well, it's you too.
Oh, yeah. I was voting like a mad woman. I know.
And
we were,
a mad
we were
woman.
Possessed. Yeah, we were all possessed. Yeah.
All right, now really how we have three. Well, you grabbed. She grabs the prize sheet.
It says I took
Tom
it.
To pick.
Yeah. I know. Tom. He's drawing them.
No, I'm going to
say
them.
What they are. Okay. I have.
What are we giving away?
How about Mike from Blaine drawing them?
It says Tom. Okay.
How about that? Oh, right,
Tom wants Mike from Blaine to draw the grand
prize. Well, you can read the
There's
names.
There's three grand prizes.
You know, it's really funny. These people right here, he's from New Prague, by the way, Kathy.
I know. We already
New
say
Prague.
It.
Oh, you already talked about New Prague?
Mash. I already said Yaksay Mash.
We're talking about you being from New Prague.
We love New Prague.
And the woman sitting next to him, I said, are you from New Prague? And she goes, no, I'm from St. Paul. I said, my God, you look like an Eastern European. Doesn't she look like an Eastern European? Like a she looks bohemian.
She could pass. You could pass.
You could definitely pass for a bohemian.
It's a good thing. They're
that is a good
people.
Yes. Yes, that's a good thing. Okay.
That's the first one.
Okay. The first.
You gonna come stand in the front?
Should I say what it is before you say the name?
Hey,
your mother's playing electronic pull tab.
I got it.
Oh no, she's got a camera.
Why am I worried that Mike's going to...
Yeah, yeah.
What's the prize? Because then I got to tell you who won it.
Okay. The prize is a pair of tickets to go see Gilbert Godfrey.
Oh!
And the New Hope Cinema.
Tell you, Tommy, I just didn't want to.
Remember the time... Harry, I thought that was Mom's name.
Son, let me tell you how to do
right,
the...
Let me tell you.
Yeah, wow, mom's family for some for, talent.
No, that's her mom's had a voice like
yeah,
that.
She did indeed.
Oh, yep. She did. It was ridiculous.
She was on Johnny Carson once, and she was what, like a 90-year-old black woman?
Yes, she was.
She's like 90 years old, something like that. And Johnny said, "Do you have any children?" She said, "I have some children, Johnny. You ever hear what it's like to have a baby, give birth to a young child? You could experience it, Johnny. Just take your lower lip and pull it over your head." It was wonderful.
You need to know a guy for your auto repairs, legal issues, banking, and more. The same goes for investment advice. You need a guy to help you be successful, someone you can trust who gets results. Well, I got a guy for you, Josh Arnold. Josh gives you straight talk, not sugar-coated advice about your financial situation. Josh has seen it all when it comes to economic and market conditions, and Josh can make sure that your retirement objectives match your investments. Do yourself a favor and call Josh now for a no-obligation, 48-minute evaluation. You've got nothing to lose, and you'll get a different point of view for your investments. Call Josh at 952-925-5608. That is 952-925-5608. You'll be glad that you did. And tell him his guy, Tom, sent you.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice. Tom Bernard is a paid endorser.
Jimmy Francis. Jimmy around?
Jimmy,
where's Jimmy?
Where are you?
Here? Jimmy, I know you were
here. Oh, he's not here.
That's anticlimactic.
Oh, Jimmy. You know who Jimmy is?
Almost.
Carl Franklin's grandson.
I know.
Jimmy's not here.
Oh,
Jimmy had
too
to
bad
go.
For him.
I blame Jimmy. Mike from Blaine for picking
you blame
him
Mike
off.
From Somebody Blaine. Else Way it. To go, Mike from Blaine. You've ruined everything.
I'm shocked that Mike hasn't tinkled his pants yet, though.
Why?
He's shaking like a leaf.
He's nervous.
Everybody's shaking like a leaf.
The actual winner.
I'm shaking like a leaf just to be in his presence.
Oh, of okay. Gilbert Godfrey tickets.
I'm just getting a contact high.
That's this is what again?
Winner. Still the same prize. We're still trying to give
Gilbert
away.
Godfrey tickets.
Oh, Gilbert Godfrey tickets. Paul
you
Amott.
Can't give them away.
Paul Amott.
There he is.
Amott?
There's Paul Amott.
It is, there he is.
Paul Amott. Here comes Jerry. By the way, when we talk about the great baked goods on the Tom Bernard podcast,
that's Jerry
from New Hope Cinema Grill, one of the greatest bakers in the world.
Keeping us all sugared up. Yep.
Keeping us all jacked up on
we
sugar.
Need it. We
that's
need
why
it.
I'm so hyped.
All right, so Paul Amott got his tickets.
Okay.
What's next?
For a pair of tickets to see Bobby Slayton.
Bobby Slayton.
Oh, you got to have a tough skin for this one.
Yes, you do.
Oh, no, yeah, you don't. Yeah, yes. No,
Wendy Rodewald.
Wendy
from St. Paul.
Yay! She what? Gave me chocolates.
Yep.
Wendy from the chat.
Yeah. And she gave me truffles.
Don't tell me
you
how to
love
do
her.
It.
So we like her a lot.
Anybody just, who gives us
Wendy,
promise.
Just some advice at that concert. Don't walk out.
Don't
no, do not walk out.
Don't walk out.
Because
yeah.
he will light
yeah,
you up.
Don't call attention
like
to yourself
no
in any way. Stay
okay.
in the dark corner.
The grand prize.
The grand prize will go to the
ooh,
next person.
Is 100.
Let's see if Mike from Blaine oh, can dunk.
You can't figure out what the grand prize is.
Okay, we're not going to tell you what the grand prize is?
No, I'm going to tell. I tried to do it twice, and you kept interrupting me.
Oh, barking
God,
at the
classic
old man. That's how we
dad.
Do it.
Classic dad.
Doesn't she just love her dad?
They're calling her Terry over here.
Terry Crane. Terry.
You're Terry.
You
I'm Tom.
Schooled.
You're Terry in this relationship.
Okay.
$100 scratch.
Oh, you better interrupt me then. Well, if I'm Terry, if I'm Terry, I got to interrupt you.
Talk over a little bit. Got to talk over you a little bit.
By the way, did I tell you about me?
Yes, you have.
Go ahead.
Don't you have some jokes? That you wanted
yes.
to say?
What comes after? No, no, no. Go ahead.
Okay. Andy, turn his mic off. It's $100 scratch ooh. Off from Point Family Dentistry.
Timmy.
Nice.
From Point Family Dentistry. And the
Dennis.
Winner, ladies and gentlemen, will be Jimmy Keebs.
Jimmy.
Yay!
Jimmy. Cleaning up around
and
here.
And he wins the best shirt contest.
Yeah, that is a great shirt.
That's
it
a
is.
Good shirt.
I think it's
congrats.
A magnificent thing.
Ta-da!
They're all complimenting you on your shirt.
Thank you very much.
Cat shirt.
It cost me $2 at the State Fair.
Ooh. Yes. Ooh. See, the State Fair makes everything better.
How's everybody doing with drinks? Everybody got a drink?
You are a cat man?
Yes, sir.
Oh, you're the cat man.
He's
yeah,
the cat
just
man.
Like him. He was the cat man.
And now you're yeah. the cat man.
I was. I used to be.
Hey, I'm just going to say something. This is a typical thing they say. I know this isn't a comedy show, but this is a comedy club. Please remember to tip your wait staff.
Yes.
Genuinely. Not like,
genuinely.
No, I'm
genuinely.
Not going to go there.
Generously
the wrong
is
you?
The word.
Genuinely, my
genuinely.
Lord.
Genuinely?
No. Generously.
Yeah, whatever. Give them a lot of money.
Tip big.
I am looking at a lot of empty glasses, so what I would like to say is...
Are you serious?
Hey, coming.
Guess who just walked in?
Who?
Norm Coleman.
Norm Coleman.
Norm
what?
Coleman!
Oh,
my God. Oh, my God.
What
Normie.
The hell are you doing here?
Oh, my God. I haven't seen Normie in a long time.
Just... Tom, a really quick story. The last time I saw this man face-to-face, we were at... What is it called? Cuzzies or Coozies over in...
Cuzzies.
Cuzzies over in St. Paul, East.
Oh, South. No, that was Cozy. That's
Cozies, yeah.
Coobies.
Yeah.
That was the last
over
time
in the east side of St. Paul. And he leaned over to me and whispered in my ear. Oh, what's going on?
I know
on?
What he said.
Get
I know what he
Saint
said.
Paul.
He said, you're a handsome man.
No.
No? Oh. That wouldn't be weird at all if he said
he
that.
He said, what's going on, F-nuts?
Oh! Well! The classy Norm Coleman, ladies and gentlemen.
Fits right in.
I couldn't vote for you in St. Paul, but any other time you ran that I could vote for you at that point, that man had my vote.
I will tell you this. We have one team in town that likes to spend money on getting players.
Yeah.
Is that not correct?
Right.
And what's the name of that team?
The Minnesota Wild.
Go and Wild.
Who's
Wild
responsible? Win. Who's responsible for bringing the Minnesota Wild to this state?
Norm. Yeah.
Norm calling everybody. Exactly right. Norm calling.
Phenomenal. Well, it's true. Would you like a drink? You want a beer or something? You want a beer? All right. Why don't we do this? Because you guys are phenomenal and all support us. Let's buy every. Y'all want a drink? Okay.
My family, of course, wants a drink.
The KQ morning, when the free morning show, along Andy. With the Tom Bernard podcast. Alex, Andy, Catherine, and I would like to buy you each a drink. That would be wonderful.
No fancy stuff. No fancy stuff.
And no umbrella. No umbrella.
We just loaded 100 bottles of Dom Perignon.
No, that's great. None of that. None wonderful. Of that.
Birthday
no
beer.
Hard liquor.
You're not 21 yet.
Norm, are you going to come up and talk? Can you believe that, Norm? Something else I'm doing lasted 5 minutes.
I guess we do have one more trivia question. It was donated by Cassie and Laura.
Oh, okay.
It's in honor of Don Shelby. It's a glass of...
Oh, I want to see. I haven't eaten all day.
Get out of here.
No.
A glass
that's
of Snicker bars.
To somebody else.
Have
you
real
can't
food.
Have it. No.
Have
let
real
have
food.
It.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to have real food.
You...
Where's Jerry? Where'd Jerry go?
Their food here is really good.
Yes.
Where's Jerry?
Order food.
They have a good gluten-free pizza.
Is Jerry not here?
Do you ever stop?
I don't know where he went, but I got to give him my credit card so I can pay for the drink.
We can take care of it after.
So, okay, we'll take care of it. Anyway, Jerry, wherever you are, I'll get you my credit card after the show.
Can we have
but
Mike
everybody
Duke?
Please order a drink.
If you see him running
have a drink
through the parking
us.
Lot, someone stop him.
Can we have Mike just ask a question real quick and we'll be done with trivia and prizes and all that stuff?
Yes, I'm ready.
Okay.
But I like it.
I know
all
right. Too.
This might be a hard one, so you might not all get it. But
oh, man.
Why
here
was the
go.
Lost episode of the Tom Bernard Show never released?
Oh.
Oh.
I just mentioned it a few days ago.
Anybody?
Oh, Don Shelby knows his candy bar.
There's three people over there that raised their
know.
Hand.
She just won stuff.
Yeah.
You have to dole out the prizes.
That looks just like... Rebecca's
bombs and all the other bombs
I
they could throw.
I know. I was been thinking that the whole
what
time.
What was that again?
Because of all the F-bombs, J-bombs, and all the other bombs they could throw.
Is that correct?
Well, there were J-bombs in there.
I don't know what a J-bomb is.
I could tell you exactly why it wasn't released, but do we need a clearer description? Because
could you be more specific?
Go with the J-bomb part and then expand on that.
Mm-hmm. I'll explain
racist
later,
what do we
grasshopper.
Get? Racist, Asian.
That's exactly right.
Yes.
What happened was basically we interviewed this man, and I can't remember how he got booked.
I remember, yeah, it was Mom.
Mom booked him. Oh.
He had a press release that actually sounded.
Yeah, he had a book.
Yeah, he had a book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had a
I didn't
press
know he was a crazy.
And we sat and recorded a podcast with this guy for 1 hour, and basically it was 1 hour of a guy telling us that all the Jews and black people in America are destroying the country.
Well,
that was a common theme of the show today.
Yeah,
the
common theme of the show today.
Oh, my God.
So we decided not to release that
yeah.
one.
Yeah. His big quote was, America is doomed. I truly believe America is doomed.
America is doomed. I truly believe America is like, doomed because of the Jews and the blacks.
Super
yeah.
Great.
We didn't go on
my
for an
lovely
hour.
Wife booked that.
Well, you
yes.
can't.
That's why
all.
She doesn't do the booking anymore.
That's why Janet now does all the booking for the show yes. because
do we
she's
want to,
never had any
do we want to thank Mike from Blaine for his great trivia
always?
Question?
Yeah. yeah.
Well done. Good job.
Mike from Blaine.
Appearing with Mama Aswell.
Mama Aswell.
Mama Aswell is right over there.
Mama Aswell.
Is everybody getting their drink order in? Do we have enough servers? We should probably try. Oh, Jerry, I will give you a credit card right after the show, but if I want to buy everybody in here a drink. We do.
It won't be a valid credit card.
Do you accept personal checks?
Yes,
is what I'm wondering.
All right, Tony. Thanks for coming up.
Hey, Tony.
Norm, get up here.
Tony, I'll give you a call. We've talked about the challenge.
Oh, that's a great idea. The man of challenge. JB's going to compete against, or do you want to not say? Oh, no, you
what?
Talk about it
what's
on
gonna
the show's
do?
Point.
What are yeah, you going to do?
How you doing, my friend?
He can jump on really high
while.
Boxes.
God.
He posted it on Facebook.
I know, isn't that unbelievable? Now he's getting married.
I know.
The whole shooting
I'm
match.
I'm all old.
You're all old.
Kids have grown up. Wow.
I sound like a 12-year-old.
Where have you been?
I came to see. I just really came to want to find out if you like my suit.
That's a great suit.
That's okay. Is it manly enough?
Where'd you get it? Yeah. Where'd you get it?
Dayton's. Oh, we don't have Dayton's.
Oh, my God. So you bought it a long time ago.
How about
it's
this
an old suit.
I went to
We're talking about Dayton's the other day, and Andy said, oh, yeah, I remember Dayton's. And I said, yeah, it's a great department store. He goes, what's a department store?
Yeah.
Because he'd never heard of a department store.
He just doesn't get out.
Yeah. The party was over, apparently. I was going to talk to Jerry. Where'd Jerry go?
Jerry
getting drinks.
Yeah.
Oh, is he getting? Is
he's
he
right
getting,
he's following
do we
your command.
Do we have enough wait staff to get everybody covered? Okay, so everybody, whatever you want. Order
nothing
a drink.
Nothing fancy.
Yeah, I think you said nothing fancy.
The wait staff is happy with you right now, by the way.
No.
Well, they'll be good. Hey, the wait staff will be happy because I put the tip on the credit card with the drinks. So it all works out in the end. So Norm and I used to get together, Catherine as well. We used to get together in Florida once a year, but I haven't seen you now in a couple of years. It's been.
Yeah, where the hell have you been?
I've been working. It's a terrible thing.
I know.
What do you do?
You're out of public life. You got to work.
What are you doing?
I work for I have an office in Minneapolis and in D.C. I work for about the fifth largest law firm in the world.
What?
Yeah, that's what I do. And
how come you don't advertise on the podcast? So what do you mean? The fifth largest law firm
Hogan
in the world.
Hogan Lovells, and
it's called what?
Hogan Lovells.
Hogan Lovells.
2,500 lawyers.
Jeez. Yeah, yeah.
2,500. So it's based in D.C.
In D.C. Yeah,
it was Chief Justice Roberts' firm before he was.
Oh, yeah,
before,
yeah.
Before he was Hogan Hearts and joined the British firm, and we have 150 lawyers in China. We got lawyers in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia. And
you can't get away from lawyers.
I keep the same schedule that I kept when I was in the Senate. I work in Washington, but I live in St. Paul. So I'm gone Monday to Thursday. Get home Thursday night, home Friday night, Saturday night, and Sunday night. The nice thing, Tom, that you, Kathy, both appreciate. I have a roommate when I'm in Washington, actually, an apartment in Arlington, and it's our daughter Sarah. She's 24.
Aww. Oh, she's 24.
Graduated
now.
Notre Dame. Got a job doing social media. With an operation in Alexandria, actually do political stuff. So she does Paul Ryan's website, that kind of stuff. So So when I'm there, it's kind of nice to see your
really
little
nice.
Girl when they grow up, which yep. they grow up.
It's unbelievable.
So it's all good.
Phenomenal over my career on KQRS because from time to time, it wasn't me; it was somebody else that would piss off certain ethnic groups.
Never you.
And every time I pissed off, somebody else pissed off an ethnic group, I'd call Norm and go, "Hey, Norm, what should I do?" And you were very helpful. You
always gave him good counsel and good support.
There's no question. Oh, look! Now we got wait staff like there's no tomorrow. Everybody's real happy with me that works here. So things are going very well. You work like a dog, though.
Yeah, and I do the political stuff. So I chair something called the Congressional Leadership Fund. It's the House leadership, Speaker Boehner's super PAC. So I'm still helping my team. I help my team just House congressional races. So I do that around the country. Mm-hmm. So a little bit. The nice thing, though, is when I wake up in the morning every day now, I open the paper and I don't worry about who's trying to kill me today politically.
Yeah.
That's true.
It is very nice not being in the middle of the bullseye at the target.
I'm
enjoying it. I get up to the lake every weekend. In fact, Lori's already up there, so I get up there. I've got a nice cabin in Lake Ada. It's about 3.5 hours north of here, lovely place. So life is good. Get to spend some time on the lake on the weekend and have to work during the week, and no complaints.
Well, it's great, too, that you won't ever make it onto the Mount Rushmore of goofy politicians in this state. Because, my God, I don't know what we're doing, but we got...
But I run against a few of them.
That's very true.
I have run against a few
But I'm glad you came. I didn't know that Norm was coming today. But
I walked on Tom Sharpe today. I walked on his show about 20 years ago. 20 years ago, Tom. It's almost. I got elected mayor 21 years ago.
Yeah.
So that's what it was. It was 21. I got elected, and I walked onto his show because Tom was can you believe that he was taking shots at a politician?
I know.
He was beating me up. I had won some suit to my inaugural, and he was making fun of it and just saying things. So I walked on his show and wanted to talk a little bit, see if he had a problem.
You were a man. No, you actually, there was a picture of you in the Pioneer Press with your suit on. Smoking a cigar with your feet up on the desk, and I said, "Who's this douchebag?" So all of a sudden, he's at the door.
I'm at the door.
Ringing a bell. He came on the show, and we've been friends ever since.
Yeah. I saw this was your 500th, and I just, yeah, and we haven't seen each other for a while.
It's been a while.
But I was in town. I opened the Pioneer Press, saw the article this morning, and I said, I'm coming to Winnetka Avenue and to be here just to see you. And the family, and see Catherine and the kids.
It's good to see you. Thanks for coming in.
Alex has known Norm. Alex didn't even know, what, you were 7 and Alex was 5?
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Long ago.
It was long ago. Yep. Can you believe it?
I do have a question. Since when do you have a Boston accent?
I actually have a Brooklyn. I grew up in Brooklyn. Oh, I grew up on 1649 East 21st Street, Brooklyn, New York.
Yep.
I think you said Rutgers.
So if you do Brooklyn and 38 years in Minnesota, it kind of gets warped a little bit. My mother had a Brooklyn accent. I don't have a Brooklyn accent, but I've got a little bit kind of a hybrid right now.
You're kind of like how bit of a Minnesotan accent.
A bit, you betcha. Yeah. 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 Yeah.
You do a little bit. Yeah, not a huge one. I wouldn't think anyway.
I have some.
So what's new on the political front? My only concern, and I don't want to talk about Democrats, Republicans, all that stuff, but I just have a concern that right now people are pitting, people in D.C. seem to be pitting one party against the other, one race against the other. It's just, instead of bringing people together, it seems we're getting farther and farther apart. It's causing me great concern.
And it's causing a lot of Americans concern. And I don't mean this to be a partisan. Didn't come in to make a partisan comment, but I'll give you my greatest disappointment with the president. It's the issue you raise. It's not a policy disappointment. Mm-hmm. It's ultimately, he ran talking about not a red America or blue America, not a white America or black America, that we're going to bring everyone together. And it's really been just the opposite.
Yeah, it is.
And so we're more divided. The partisan divide in Washington today is worse than it's ever been. And then I think people just want folks to figure out, make it work. Make it work.
All I want.
And so I think that's been the great failure. But I'm an optimist, Tom, and I really do believe that a president can overcome the petty partisan politics that you see in D.C. You need somebody to be above the fray and to be able to do that. We haven't seen that. I hope whoever the next president is, I hope that's the one thing they can do. We can fight about policy all you want. But in the end, if you can't divide the country, you can't be rich against poor, black against white, urban against rural.
Which is where we are now.
And I think that's where we are now, and it's not a healthy thing. And I have to tell you, I get together with my former colleagues in the Senate, guys like Saxby Chambliss from Georgia and Tom Coburn, who's mm-hmm. who's leaving now. And I got to tell you, Susan Collins, who's a more liberal, progressive Republican, Coburn, more conservative, we get together maybe once or twice a month. I'm the happiest guy in the crowd.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
I'm the happiest guy in the crowd. At one point, my friend Tom Coburn said, because he's fighting cancer, he said, Norm, I can overcome the cancer. He said, but Harry Reid in this place is killing me. They're killing me. And so it should be better, and I'm optimistic someday that will happen.
You see the T-shirt sitting right here. Less government, more fun.
Bravo. Bravo.
You talked about you have some T-shirts and you were going to give some money to the Smile Network.
That's very nice.
Yes, it was nice enough to give me one. There's one right here.
Yep, you gave me one too.
I folded it.
I think everybody just wants less government. Doesn't matter if it's Republicans, Democrats, whatever. Just get out of my face.
I want more fun.
You need government. But the fact that it's gotten to be so huge and taking on so many things that really it doesn't need to, we as a people working together could get so much more done than this notion of just giving them more money.
Right on.
So that's what it's about. So, but just a quick thing on the Smile Network, $5 of each T-shirt purchase between now and the end of September will go directly to the Smile cause. So really believe in that cause and want to be part of that.
Cool.
So
thank you for allowing us to.
Oh, it's nice of you to come in.
Very cool.
But I love the T-shirts. And I think that's what everybody's talking about. Again, I didn't even know Norm was coming today. It was kind of a coincidence that you were here and he's here.
Surprise.
All the rest of it. But Norm, when did elected politicians lose sight of the fact that they're public servants? It's like we serve them now. That's not how it's supposed to be.
That's a good question about whether, has there been some transformational moment when that happened? I don't know what the disconnect is, but and part of it, Tom, is because people are so busy fighting each other,
right?
That I don't think they're kind of reflecting on. So here's what I'm supposed to do. So, you know, listen, I'm optimistic that Harry Reid's not going to be, you know, majority leader in the Senate, and you know, maybe some change will come. We'll see. That's, you know, from my perspective. But you're right. You know, the problem transcends any particular party. And somehow you've got to get some leadership in there that says it's not about, you know, my team or your team, but we're in this place together. And the world right now is a dangerous place, folks.
It really is.
It's a dangerous place, and you can't just turn your back on it. So you do need government, okay? You need government to protect, you know, protect your country. You need government to do a whole lot of things, but it's got to be efficient. Shouldn't be sucking your dollars out. Shouldn't be running your health care, okay? It shouldn't be doing a lot of things that they're simply not prepared to do. And if they do it, they don't do it well, and that's not a good thing.
Serve the citizens. That's not
complicated.
No, it's not complicated.
Excuse me, I see somebody ordered some fancy drinks. who are those people?
Catherine's got a little calculator. She's like, I hear a ching, 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 ching.
The guy's a new prig. What a guy.
Figures the bohemian would do it.
The bohemian.
I knew it.
Aroma.
Does it have a little umbrella in there or something like that?
It looked like it. Football season just around the corner. You could get your piece of $5 million during kickoff week at DraftKings.com, America's favorite one-week fantasy football site. You've already been scouting players for your season-long team. Use that knowledge to win instant cash at DraftKings.com. Last year, one player turned $11 into $4,000 in one weekend. Another player won $1 million in one day just playing fantasy football. Fantasy football is way more exciting at DraftKings.com, where you can win huge cash starting the first week of the season. DraftKings.com, bigger events, bigger winnings, bigger millionaires. Use promo code Barnard, B-A-R-N-A-R-D, and you'll get free entry into the week one $5 million kickoff bash. Enter Barnard, B-A-R-N-A-R-D, for free entry now at DraftKings.com. DraftKings.com.
Wait, what are they supposed to enter?
What? Oh, God.
This is my life at home. When you're married that long, you stop listening is what happens. Is that what that is?
Yeah, I do. I drift sometimes.
Dan already doesn't listen to me.
Oh, that's a guy thing.
It's only going to get
worse. It's like a man problem. Universal man problem.
I told you,
Ken. Talk about that on the show.
Yes. Kendall Norberg called because his birthday is on Monday, August 18th.
Yeah.
He said, 2 months later, your daughter will be married.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
Eight weeks from tomorrow.
Kendall.
Oh, my God.
I bet you haven't seen Kendall.
Can he still hit a golf ball like 350 yards?
It's unbelievable. Huh? It's unbelievable
it's a monster.
How far he can
I know.
Hit.
Every time I see him hit a golf ball, I ask him if he peed himself a little bit. Because he hits it so hard.
He's quite the man. There's no question about that. So now.
His birthday is a day after my birthday.
Day after your birthday, August 17th.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hit the big 6-5.
What?
Oh, really?
How did that happen?
How did
I kind of sign up for Medicare? I mean, I wanted to shoot myself, you know?
You're 65.
I will be, yeah, in a good couple
on
of days.
Sunday.
Wow. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
He's going to be 65 tomorrow.
Wow.
Yep. There you go.
He looks good.
Are you going to be 13 or you are 13? You're going to be 13?
Tomorrow? Wow.
Unbelievable.
Go Leos.
Wait.
Go Leos.
This young man claims to have a birthday, too.
Today's your birthday?
I'm here to celebrate with you.
Wow.
All right. Happy birthday to you.
Should we sing?
We should sing
another
for everybody.
What was that? You
another
want me to
one
sing?
Over here? Oh, she doesn't want anybody to know.
They were asking me to strip over here. I don't think that should be a great idea.
That
wouldn't be good at all.
Okay, who can sing? Anybody can sing? Everybody can sing happy birthday.
Yes.
Happy birthday
to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear
everybody.
Russ.
Happy birthday to you.
One of my favorite things about Norm Coleman was his relationship with Toots. It was unbelievable. My mother and Norm Coleman were good friends. I swear to God, but I will never forget this true story.
Toots.
We're over seeing Toots. Norm's there. And we go to leave, and Toots comes over to Norm and says, "You know, Norm, I just love you. You're the best. But you're a Republican, so I'm never going to vote for you.
And can we add, this is right after Norm had named a national Toots Day or something.
So, I gave her the key to the city. Gave her the whole day.
The key to the city. I'd never vote for you. You're a Democrat. I'm a Democrat. She was. She was an ardent Democrat, man. She was just one of, well, again, in our house, it was Jesus, the Pope, JFK. I mean, that was the whole deal. Having the first Roman Catholic president was a huge deal there. You think we'll ever see a Jew as a president? Is that ever going to happen?
Of course it will. Of course
like
it will.
When?
Norm's like, oh, God, what the hell do I say?
A Jewish president.
I mean, Joe Lieberman almost was vice president.
Yeah, that's right. He was almost vice president.
He was up there. There are no Jewish Republicans now in Congress. Eric Cantlin, one.
Oh, yeah, that's interesting. Okay.
Yeah.
Isn't it like 86% or something of Jewish people vote Democrat? It's something very high.
This is true. When I grew up in Brooklyn, New York, I never met either a Republican or a Lutheran until I went to college. I thought they were both kind of strange religious sects or something. Jews, Italians, Irish.
Yeah.
They're Jews and Catholics and the Democrats. And that was it. And then I got older, and I got a mortgage, and I started paying taxes, and all of a sudden, I saw the world in a different light.
I think a lot of people do.
Most people do.
Most people do. I mean, still, there is no, you traveled all over the world. There's still no better place on earth to live than the United States of America, right?
Without a doubt. It really still is that shining city on the hill. I mean, it's a beacon of light, and with all the problems that we have. You know, with all the problems, when you travel around the rest of the world, you know, people always, what they think about America is things work here, okay? It's like you turn on the faucet and it works. It's not like that in a lot of places in the world,
No,
okay?
It's true.
You turn on a light switch, it goes on, you know? And the opportunity you have to be the best you can be. The saddest thing, Tom, it's really sad, is if you ask people in this audience, how many of you have done, at my age, okay, 60, 65, how many of you have done better than your parents in terms of making money? A lot of hands go up. Okay, and then you ask the question, how many of you think your kids are going to do better than you? I'm glad the hand's going up, because I got to tell you, most polls that I've seen out now say that people think the American dream isn't there, or our kids aren't going to do better, and that breaks my heart.
It does.
So I'm thrilled to see folks here still saying, I think my kids can do better.
Well, not that kid. Not the birthday boy.
With all the language and stuff he's learned today, he doesn't have a chance.
We kept trying to
keep that language at a minimum.
I had to try really hard.
Yeah, because Alex's a big swearer. There's no question about
all
it.
All my swears.
But I just, I'm glad you came over, because it's been a long time since I've seen you, and it's nice to have you. You've always supported me. I've been amazing.
Happy 500, and to the family. Kids are
thank you.
Kids are beautiful, and Catherine's always beautiful, and it's really great. Great to
be with kids. Look like their mother.
They are so blessed.
Like their mother, not like their dad. Honest God, where'd Dan go?
Dan is somewhere.
Dan's
running the show.
There he is.
Come here. You're sitting down on the job. What's that all
come
about?
Come here.
Oh, listen.
As he's on his way down here, can I just quickly say that...
say whatever you want.
Me and this man met at a Gopher basketball game about 30 years ago, and he invited me on the KQ Morning Show, and of course I didn't show up.
Because
I thought he was pulling my leg, and our paths crossed again, and he invited me back on, and he and I struck a friendship that's, you know... Even when I left the show for 10 years, I could pick up the phone and call him and talk to him about things. And his kids played with my son and my son's half-brother and whatnot, and watched his family, you know, grow and whatnot. So I want to congratulate you guys on 500. It's been a blast being a part of it. And I know, it, as Danny would say, I'm going to put both hands on the plow and go to high ground.
You're going the high road.
I'm going the high road. But congratulations.
Are you
going
to
do black football picks this year?
Tom just asked me, was I going to do black football picks this year? You just need to tell me at what format that I'm doing, on the podcast, on the morning show, in the alley.
In the alley. Do you know the birthday boat? Do you know the rules on black football pick? He's running over there.
The rules are
his kid's tough.
I pick one team a week.
Back up.
The rules are the team I pick must have black in their uniform, a black quarterback, or a black head coach. So for a while there, I was trying to I was thinking, man, I don't get to pick the Vikings this year. And I forgot about Teddy. Yeah. So
Teddy the Vikings are
the Vikings are still in play. What do you think of that?
Sure.
Yeah. He said, sure. Well, he goes, sure.
Well, not really a convincing football fan, I must say.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not certain about that at all.
But the audience said I should do it on both.
Well, you should do it on both. I think that's probably a good idea.
I second that.
But you have to pick two different teams then.
That's fine.
Because then your odds are much better.
You can do one. Why is Laura stealing everything?
Because she called me back to do the ice bucket challenge.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Tino never showed up.
They didn't forget to do it.
We are going to do the ice bucket challenge. But
I don't do
wet
tanks, dunk tanks, or ice buckets.
Well, I suppose and what we're doing is we're asking that Ralph whoever gets challenged, you don't have to do it today. Some of us are prepared to do it. That you donate $10 to the Smile Network or more, please. And we do have I'll post it this afternoon on the unofficial chat where you can send the donation. And if you are going to do it, please videotape it and post it. And if you want to join our unofficial chat, it is a blast. Ask Alex. She's always on it.
Hi,
Catherine goes on it. Andy never does.
I'm in the chat, though.
He's never.
He's in the live chat, and he does talk to everybody. But we'd like you to do it and videotape it, and please donate to the Smile Network. And we'll have all the information, hopefully, by tonight when I get home, as long as I don't stay here and drink.
So are we doing the ice? We got to do the ice bucket challenge right now, then.
Cassie and I are going to do it because
you're going to do it right now.
I thought we're going to go outside though and do it, right?
Well, yeah, but they have their drinks. They have to finish their drinks. They can't just leave their drinks behind.
Why not? But we don't have to do it this second, do we? No,
well, we have to do it pretty quick. These people want to have a weekend, honey. We're burning up all their valuable time.
Screw them.
They'd like to get their weekend started.
Why did you call Dan?
At 4 o'clock, weather. Wow. Traffic isn't great anyway, so, I mean, they're going to get home in 2 hours regardless.
Well,
and I got to apologize to people because right after we're done here, I got to sprint back to campus because my soccer team plays their first.
Oh, you're right.
The first
go.
Sporting event on the University of Minnesota campus this year is tonight.
So. When's that?
7 o'clock at the Lyle Robbie Soccer Stadium.
Well, you have time to dump a bucket of ice on you.
Yes.
Yes, all right.
We'll do it
that on the way out there.
Okay, we'll wrap up the podcast, and then we'll go do the ice bucket challenge. Thank you all so much for coming on a beautiful Friday afternoon.
You can go and come back in for your drinks.
I'm going to come back in and eat.
Oh, you're going to come back in and eat?
Yeah, I am.
Thank you for listening. Have a great weekend.
Thank you
Wait,
for coming.
Wait, we're stopping
Thank
now?
You.
Yes,
That's
we are.
Funny.
Andy has to do outro music.
Well, Red Dot Garage.
I was
it's called Goodbye.
Fine.
Goodbye.
Press the button. See what happens.
Fine.
Ruby Tuesday.